This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. Denver's Stapleton neighborhood will change its name. The community association there announced the switch after weeks of demonstrations against racism and a day after Denver school board member Tate Anderson vowed to protest in Stapleton if the name was not changed. The neighborhood currently shares its name with former Denver Mayor Benjamin Stapleton, who was a member of the Ku Klux Klan. Last year, property owners there voted down a name change. Colorado voters will decide on at least two new tax questions in November. CPR's Andrew Kenny has more.
In the final days of its session, the state legislature has put two significant questions on November's ballots. One would repeal the Gallagher Amendment, which affects property tax rates. Without a change, the law will likely reduce residential property taxes, and that loss of revenue would hurt school budgets. The repeal effort has strong bipartisan support. Lawmakers also will ask voters to approve significantly higher taxes on cigarettes and introduce new taxes on vaporizer products. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Tourism officials have launched a new campaign that urges people who visit the state to practice safety measures and follow health guidelines. Colorado had previously discouraged travelers from visiting the mountains amid the COVID-19 pandemic, and officials fear that some smaller communities would not be able to respond to an outbreak of the virus. Red flag warnings continue today for areas around Colorado Springs, Grand Junction, and Vail. In Metro Denver, current temperatures in the upper 80s. This afternoon, sunny and dry with highs in the mid-90s. This is CPR News.